actually do need a favor from you because we're going to try and help out another teacher right now.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, let's see if we can clear another list. Is Scotty? Is this Kelly?
This is.
Hey, it's Scotty. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kelly. I'm glad we got to chat because, listen, I say it all the time. Teachers are underpaid and underappreciated, and I think the least we can do. And I kind of enjoy that a lot of radio stations are doing this because that's the point, right? That's the greater good. It's not about this competition. It's about helping out our community and you teachers that do so much for our kids. You're underpaid and underappreciated, so if we can knock out some of these things on your wish list that I know a lot of this stuff comes right out of your pocket, then that's all I want to do is help a little bit.
I appreciate this opportunity. This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. So tell me about you and what you teach.
So I am a high school special ed teacher at Bogan High School in Chicago. My students are in what we call a cluster program. So I teach students that majority of them have been diagnosed with like autism or moderate intellectual disability.
That's really special. I think especially, you know, I love teachers, but special ed teachers, I think you're a special breed of human.
Well, thank you.
In this world. And so what are some of the things? I know that there's a lot more challenges that come along with it in the education field when it comes to special ed, especially specifically when you're working with kids on the spectrum, because it's such a wide range of needs, whether, you know, they could be anywhere from nonverbal,
right,
you know,
right.
So what are some things on the list, on your list, that would help?
So I do have some just basic classroom things. Like for my students, it's really important to have a lot of visuals throughout the classroom for those nonverbal students to be able to communicate. So I have stuff like Velcro and a laminator, but then I also have a lot of sensory items for my students to help with their sensory needs and help keep them engaged and focused. And that's majority of what I have on my list.
I work a lot with Autism Speaks, and I have for a really, really long time. And a lot of times people don't realize how many resources there are and how to get them, but then also the difference those resources truly make in the life of somebody that is a caretaker, or in your case, a teacher of people.
Yes, exactly.
With special needs. What got you into special ed teaching? How long have you been teaching?
I am about to start my 18th year.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, what made you go into special ed?
I've always wanted to be a teacher. And then growing up, I had a brother who was in special ed. He was diagnosed with ADHD and a learning disability. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the impact of what good teachers had on him. Yep. And then I also saw the opposite, the impact of teachers that, you know, unfortunately didn't work so well with him. And it just made me really want to be that person that helped.
Well, we want to try and help you a little bit. So let's try and clear the list right now. If you text Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to 44995, I'll send the link right to your phone. Even if you can't afford to buy something, sharing the link is free, right? Either way. So text Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to 44995. Kelly to 44995.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do. We appreciate you.
Awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Again, text Kelly to 44995.